This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. How does someone get to the place mentally and spiritually where they recognize they have a wrong view and care of their own body, whether obsessing over it or neglecting it? How do they recognize that and then have the strength or the volition to actually change the way they think and what they do?
First off, how we recognize that we have a wrong view of our body is when we're seeing this body as our own, right? And so you see that with both of those extremes that you just shared. Like, one extreme is seeing that, like, it doesn't matter what I do with this body because, you know, we don't care to move our bodies. We don't care to eat well. We think maybe it's my body. I can do whatever I want with it. And then we also see the other extreme where it's, we think that our body is what makes us worthy. And so we obsess about food and exercise and what we look like. And so regardless of which side we fall towards, we know both of those are sinful. And they're both sinful because they're both focusing on ourselves and serving ourselves and what it will bring us instead of focusing on serving and glorifying God with these bodies and seeing that they belong to Him and to be used for His glory. And if we're having the wrong view of our body, we're putting ourselves on the throne, then we're thus going to care for our bodies in a way that is not glorifying to God. And so I think in order to care for our bodies in a way that's glorifying to God, it starts with first seeing that, God, you created this body. You paid to save this body. This body belongs to you. This is your temple. And you paid the greatest price for this body. Like, it's an understanding of the gospel message and letting the gospel really shape how we live this life that will influence that worship and that desire to honor and glorify God with everything that we do and letting God be on the throne of our hearts.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.